Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status of the United States Billboard pop charts. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, The Marvelettes, High Energy, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston Together, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Originals, Diana Ross, and The Supremes and the Four Tops Together. First up this half hour, a great song from The Miracles, The Tracks of My Tears, right here on Motown.
Yeah.
Motown memory from High Energy, You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On, and then reached number 12 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1977. Before that, the Marvelettes and their last top 40 song, My Baby Must Be a Magician, and then reached number 17 from 1968, and that was written and produced by Smokey Robinson. And we started with Smokey Robinson as part of the Miracles on the Tracks of My Tears, number 16 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status on the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, and It Takes Two. Well, It Takes Two was produced by Kim Weston's then-husband, longtime Marvin Gaye collaborator William Mickey Stevenson, and it was co-written by Stevenson and Sylvia Moy. It Takes Two centered on a romantic lyric which depicted many things in life, such as dreams, love, and wishes. The theme is all these things are better with two people instead of one. Well, the single became Marvin Gaye's most successful duet single to date, and it was later outperformed by his duets with Tammy Terrell. It Takes Two was Marvin Gaye's first major hit in the UK, where it peaked in the spring of 1960. Well, here are Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together. It Takes Two, right here on Motown.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make that dream
so real. One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
All the things I did, things I did before. But
Originals with a song called The Bells, and they reached number 12 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, number 18 from 1966. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together in It Takes Two, number 14 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status as referenced in the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and Last Time I Saw Him right here on Motown Memories.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't stop my crying till that last man's gotten off. Last time I saw him, last time I saw my honey, last time I saw him he was Greyhound bound. But I'm still waiting here without a fear that bus will someday turn around. I had no letter, it's been 6 months, maybe better.
Supremes and the Four Tops together, River Deep, Mountain High, and they reached number 14 United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1971. And we started with Diana Ross and Last Time I Saw Him, also number 14 from 1974. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status of the United States Billboard Pop Charts. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.